When I wake up in the morning and the longest I don't want it, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's alright, cause I'm straight out of jail. If the teacher pops a test, I know I'm in a mess, and my dog ate all my homework last night. Riding low on my chair, she won't know that I'm there. If I can hand it in tomorrow, it'll be alright. It's alright, cause
disability, the milkman, the paper boy, even TV. Did I get delivered here? Somebody tell me, please. This old world confusing me. Flowers as mean as you've ever seen. Ain't a bird who knows your truth. Then a little voice inside you whispers.
It's time for your time with Josie, tonight's guest, opera star Fernando Del Valle and rapper RL. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and here's your host, Josie Passantino.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Josie Show. I'm Josie. Welcome everyone listening live, and a shout out for those that are also in the chat room. Hey everybody, so welcome to the show. So glad you could all make it tonight. First, let's make sure everyone can hear us. Let me know in the chat room if you're able to hear us well. And all you have to do, and tell all of the new people in the chat room there, that all they have to do is reload the player, and then click the play arrow on the Blog Talk Radio player above there. So super easy. Okay, people are saying they hear us, so that's perfect. Very, very cool. So we have a great show for you guys tonight. Here's what we will do in the next hour or so. Tonight we have two amazing guests. First, we have world-famous opera singer Fernando Del Valle, and then we bring you amazing producer, songwriter, and singer and rapper RL. I'm excited to speak with both of them tonight. It's going to be such a fun show. So I love reading bumper stickers, and when someone is driving me around. So I did some research, and tonight I will bring you the craziest bumper stickers, so that's going to be a fun segment. And then we will bring you crazy items from eBay. You guys all love that section there. You guys always love that. And then tonight I have some big news to announce as well, so stay tuned. Stay tuned to the whole show. It's live, so you never know what could happen. So, yes, and also we have something new here tonight, birthday shout-outs. We're taking birthday shout-outs now, so you can let us know if it is your birthday, and we will give you a shout-out on air. Tonight we have Lynn Kermer. Happy birthday. Hope you have a great one. Very, very cool. So, yes, so it's going to be such a fantastic show today, so stay tuned. And we actually have our first guest who has arrived. So let's see here. Everyone, please welcome Fernando Del Valle. Hello, you there?
Hello, I'm here. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you too. I'm very excited to talk with you.
Wonderful, me too.
Awesome. So let me just start by saying you have a beautiful voice. I love it.
Well,
it's just fantastic.
That's always
anytime,
nice.
Anytime. And I was wondering, how old were you when you first started singing?
Well, I really began singing in a chorus when I was in high school, so I'd say I was about, 14, 15 years old or so, mainly singing in a chorus in the high school. But as a professional, 10 years later after that, after all the training and schooling and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is so cool. That is so cool. And how did you choose to opera? Like, how did you choose that that's what you wanted to do?
Well, I think actually it just kind of chose me because, as my voice developed in that choir, it was clear that I would become a soloist. And then my voice went into this direction of becoming an operatic sound. So I think that the answer to that is just I kind of was chosen for that profession just based on the style of the voice,
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've always wondered, can you tell us what training is needed to have such strong vocals?
Well, I think that, if you're a very young singer, if you're a teenager, just when you're starting to discover, the best thing to do is get yourself into some type of a choir situation to build your musicianship and train your ears to learn the repertoire, the classical music repertoire that's in the chorus, which is wonderful. But then you really need to study with a voice teacher to build your instrument. And you basically, what the teacher does is go through your voice with different scales and different techniques of training the voice connected to the breath, the vowels, everything all together.
Yeah.
And after about, and after several years of that, you start learning repertoire in different languages and then songs, Italian songs, French songs, German songs, and then eventually you graduate in actually learning to sing an entire opera,
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Very, very cool, and you do it very, very well, if I could say so myself.
Well, thank you so
you
much.
Do.
That's great to hear. Thank you.
Anytime.
Have you been to an opera?
Oh, my gosh. I have not yet, but I would love to.
And
my mom just love listening to it.
Okay, well, you need to go see an opera. You'll really enjoy it. You know, if you choose the right opera, it can be a lot of fun. And it's not a lot of people think it's scary and everybody's going to be screaming. But if you choose the right opera and you understand the story, it can be really wonderful, like Carmen or La Boheme or La Traviata. These are great operas. Madame Butterfly.
I agree. I have to check that out. I definitely have to check it out because I'm 100% Italian, so my grandmother loves opera. So I have to start getting into it.
Well, it really is a European culture, and my training was in Italy. My debut was in Italy, near Venice in Treviso, and that really, The opera and the theater and music really is a European culture, especially in Italy. The whole event of going to the opera, going to the theater is so respected. And, life just wouldn't be normal without a theater, without the theater being there,
Yeah.
It's a lot different over there than in the States.
Definitely, definitely. And did you come from a musical family?
My grandfather was a tenor, and my father also had a tenor voice. He was not really disciplined or trained, but there were a lot of musicians in my family. We had an organist, there was a pianist as well, and my grandfather on my mother's side was also a tenor. So I would say, yeah, there were a lot of musicians, and we were taught at an early age to appreciate classical music. We were surrounded by it as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, definitely.
Tell me, what part of Italy is your family from?
Sicily.
Oh, okay, wonderful. That's fine. Have you been to Sicilia? Have you been to Sicily at all? Or?
Oh, not yet, but boy, do I want to.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to fall in love with it. It's a wonderful place. Wonderful, wonderful place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would just love to. I would just love to. It's on my to-do list. Actually.
Absolutely. Well, you've got plenty of time.
Absolutely. And do you, I've always wanted to know this. Do you remember your first time performing on stage?
The first time actually was with the orchestra in New Orleans when I was 18. And I was very young and I was really petrified. it was a concert, you know, it was a concert performance of a Bach mass. And Bach was a composer, and it was a mass set by this composer in a very big church, and everybody around me, all the other soloists, were about 25, 30 years older than me. And it was pretty terrifying, but then after that, I really got used to it. The first operatic performance was really when I was still a student, and it just took a long time to hone that craft, you know. But I remember that was not as scary as being up there with that orchestra on stage.
Definitely.
But I love that. It's great.
Absolutely. It sounds like so much fun. And you, after a while, you'd get used to it. And that's very, very cool. I think that's very, very cool. Let's see here. Can you tell us a little bit about one of your favorite opera roles that you did?
I think at this point, my favorite one is the opera Werther by Massenet, and it's based on a story by Goethe, which is one of the greatest writers in Germany, of a young man who falls in love with a woman, but she's been promised off to be married to somebody else on her mother's deathbed. She promises her mother she'll marry somebody else, and the title character kills himself. Because if he can't have her, you know, he commits suicide. And it's just a very tender, beautiful opera. And the music is just spectacular. It's very romantic, and it's in French, and the story is fantastic. And it's really, really a beautiful, beautiful opera. And it's based on a fantastic story, you know, of young love, young, very innocent love, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And is it easy for you to do, like, these operas in, like, different languages?
Not really. I mean, I speak fluent Italian, fluent French, and German. And, you know, it takes some time to learn the roles, get them committed to memory. I'd say it takes about a good month to learn the role and start memorizing it. But once you're actually on stage doing the staging, it helps a lot with memorizing it and getting the movements and working with the conductor and the orchestra. It's just basically everything all combined together. It can be a really fun experience. It can also be horrible, but if you're in a good situation with good colleagues and a good conductor and a good coach, it can be wonderful, really great learning experience. You know.
Definitely. So, do you have any upcoming performances planned for where your fans can see you?
Well, right now I have a bit of a break. I was away for quite a long time in Australia, and then I was in Portugal. And right now I have a big break for a few months. Some things are in the works. So, the minute I find out, I will definitely let you all know.
Thank you. Very, very cool.
I'm so excited to see.
Yeah, super excited to see what you got planned.
And a lot of the things are posted on YouTube as well, excerpts from different operas I've done and roles I've done as well.
Oh, yeah, we actually have one on the website that everyone could check out. So check that out. It's right next to your picture, so you can't miss it.
Okay, I'm looking at that right now. That looks great. Wonderful.
Yeah.
That clip is from the opera Carmen. And that's actually at the Opera House of La Fenice in Venice, Italy.
Oh, very cool. That's very, very cool. So everyone, you got to check that out. And also, as you mentioned, they can all just check it out on just by writing your typing your name on YouTube.
Yeah,
and then
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very cool. So take your time and check that out.
So what part of the States do you live in, and is there an opera house near your town? Or?
I am in Illinois, and
okay.
There's a bunch. Yeah, there's a bunch. there's a bunch in Chicago, so we got to check that out.
Oh, my God. Well, Chicago's got one of the greatest opera companies in the United States, and so you have a great Italian community there as well in Chicago.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm all set.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm all set. Yeah, very, very cool. Do you have any albums out for fans to purchase?
There are three recordings that you can buy on Amazon.com, and there's an operatic one, and there's another complete opera that I recorded, and then there's another one that is this basically religious music that's combined with an organist in a big, gigantic church here in Germany, which is actually quite nice because it has a lot of pieces that are usually sung at weddings and things like this or at Christmas time, and that can be really relaxing if you're not really a huge opera, you know, if you don't want to listen to a CD of just opera. So the religious one's really, really quite good, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is very nice. And so can you also tell everyone your website so they could check you out that way too?
Yeah, it's very simple. It's just fernandodelvalle.com. And all the information there is to buy the recordings and listen to clips. I think you can even download some of the recordings from that one for free on Mixer. They're on the internet somewhere. They're on Mixer.com or something. But you can download, I think, 4 or 5 pieces from that CD for free. So that's a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I posted your website link on the chat room there so everyone could check that out.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, so easy click away, and you're right at his website. and we actually have some fun questions for you.
Oh, absolutely.
So what is your greatest career memory so far?
I think it's probably singing when I sang at the Rome Opera in Italy, in front of about 5,000 people. At sunset, and just that whole experience, just looking all out on all these people with the sun setting and this beautiful opera, La Boheme, was just an amazing, amazing experience. I love Rome very much. I think if I ever lived anywhere else in Europe, it would be in Rome. Just an amazing city.
Wow, that is fantastic. I think that's just so cool that you could, you know, you're able to travel around to, you know, different parts of the country. I'd love to do that. That's very
well, you
nice.
Will. I mean, you're still quite young, and the thing is, once you get over to Europe and you go once, you really get hooked, and it's very easy to get here, and once you speak a few of the foreign languages, it does help. But English really has become an international language, and there, you'll always find people who are willing to help and very enthusiastic about Americans, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's see here. Oh, another fun question. This is actually my favorite question. It's so fun. Do you have any backstage embarrassing moments that you can share with us?
I think I actually just did a production where in the third act, when I walked off stage, my pants fell off.
Oh!
Because it was a last-minute production that I had to jump into for someone who's sick, and the costume really didn't quite fit. And I was walking off stage with one of the singers. I told her, I said, my pants are falling off. And, you know, we both burst out laughing, and I was holding my pants up during the whole act trying to sing and hold my pants up. So that was pretty embarrassing. I think that was about the worst recent one. There are some other things that have happened, but that was the worst recent one.
Outfit malfunction. It happens.
Absolutely. That was certainly a malfunction.
Yeah. That's a fun question. So let's see here. Chat room's in the question. Questions in the chat room. How hard is it for a first-time opera viewer to understand the story?
Well, you know, nowadays in the States, everything's translated above the stage in you know, super titles. Basically, you know, if the opera's in a foreign language, and most of them are, they're translated. So as we're singing, you can look up and see exactly what we're saying in English. But I think that in a lot of the operas, like Carmen, for instance, what's happening on stage is so clear. With the action, if it's staged properly, you know, you see this Carmen and she's seducing somebody, then she, you know, escapes from jail, then he finds her again, then they fall in love and they mm-hmm. escape again. And, you know, once you basically just read the story, kind of glance through it, you don't even need to look at these translations because the music really says it all and the action's really, really clear. You know,
yeah.
if it's done really, really clear, it's very clear who the lovers are, who the good guy is, who the bad guy is, who the good woman is, who the bad woman is. And, you know, for an opera like Carmen, you know, you'll learn really fast that Carmen's really a bad person, you know, and she
mm-hmm.
gets killed at the end because she's just, you know, really big, mean mezzo-soprano.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely. So let's see here. Oh, Ellen in the chat room asks, does he have any meet and greets after shows for fans?
Usually the way it works is that, you know, people will stand by the stage door, you know, after if they want to get an autograph or meet you or talk to you about, you know, who you studied with or if you do teach voice, and for autographs and things like this for the real, real opera buffs. But I think that the age of certain singers who are so famous, of course, are people waiting in lines for that. But nowadays, you know, when the opera's over, people usually just want to get out and get to the restaurant and go home. But there are a few people that do stay behind, or they will bump into you into the city if you're walking around and say, oh, we just saw you on stage, bravo, would you like to join us for a drink or something? And that can be really, really nice because then you get to just talk to the people personally after. That's usually how it happens. You just bump into people, you know, on the street.
And then they'll just be like, hey, I just seen you.
That's exactly what happens because, you know, usually the tenor and the men are more recognizable without the makeup. But the women, of mm-hmm. course, are less recognizable because a woman has to be transformed, you know, with a gigantic wig and lots of makeup and the dress. But the men are usually instantly recognized, which is a lot of fun. And, you know, it makes you feel good to know that that you've done a good job, you know, that you've touched somebody.
And
that's very encouraging. You know, it's a very difficult profession, very difficult profession.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's see here. Here's a few good questions here.
Okay.
Do you have any warming up rituals that you like to do before a show?
Well, normally what I do is I try to warm my voice up just about 15, 20 minutes before I go on stage, and I use the opera actually to warm my voice up. Because, you know, there's this old saying that you don't want to leave your voice in the dressing room. I mean, I know I've got some colleagues who warm their voice up for an hour and a half. And I just think that's crazy because then when you get on stage, you don't have as much power. You've literally left your voice in your dressing room. So I try to get a lot of sleep. Singers need a lot of sleep. Drink tons of water. Hydrate yourself. I eat about 4 hours before I sing. Eat a very sensible meal, and just try to get lots of sleep and just do very light humming, vocalization, just going through the whole range of the voice, maybe hitting a few of the higher notes and the major arias, but that's about it. It's just, you know, I know some singers like to do these method acting things where they, you know, if they have to be beaten, they like to run up and down steps and get themselves all, you know, sweaty and, you know, beat themselves, you know, with a stick or something. I don't believe in any of that. I tell you, I did sing a performance of an opera once with a soprano who was literally doing laps up and down the stairwell to get herself into the to get herself into the character of being absolutely out of breath and exhausted and sweaty. And I just, you know, wished her the best. I said, well, let's have a good time up there, and I wish you the very best. And she was exhausted, you know, but she got through it, and she was very convincing, but that's what she had to do to,
you know,
the thing is, there is this thing about, you know, singers having to be actors and actors to be singers, but we have to sing, you know, and an actor can, you know, do a lot of different things than a singer. We actually have to use our body as the instrument. So I just think there's a lot of things we cannot do as singing actors. Foremost thing is we have to sing. We have to stay with an orchestra. We have to follow the conductor. We have to make sure that we don't throw the other colleagues off by doing something crazy on stage. You know, I've had one opera, I had to throw a glass of wine in somebody's face, a baritone.
Oh.
And I asked him, I said, how do you really want me to do it? I said, do you want me to throw the wine, like, over your shoulder or to the ground? And he said, I really want you to throw the wine in my face, for real.
Okay.
Because it helps me get into the character. And so I did it, and I really saw the expression on his face, and I said, this guy is going to kill me. Because what happened was when I threw the wine at him in such a brutal force that it really threw him into the character of it really became incredibly believable that he wanted to kill me. And consequently, in this opera, he does kill me in a duel. So it really worked. But it was frightening because I really didn't want to hurt the guy, you know. And
Yeah. Well, if that's a way to get into character, then.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, that's happened to me a lot on stage. It also happened to me in the opera Carmen. In the last act, the tenor has to, you know, he gets in a big fight with Carmen and consequently has to stab her. And he kind of goes crazy of jealousy. And this one colleague told me to do everything as violent and as passionate as possible because she needed it to feed her character as Carmen. And I did it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the colleague, had a complete breakdown and complained about me and said that I was an animal and I was too violent and that I ruined everything. And they said, no, you told him to do that. You told him to literally, you know, throw you and grab you and throw furniture and stuff. So we don't want to hear any of this. He actually did what you asked him to do. So, you know, it can be hard sometimes, you know.
Yeah. Definitely. And not only are you just, you know, acting and stuff, you have to sing on top of it. So it's kind of like multitasking. So it is. Sounds...
That's a really good way to put it because, you know, opera is a culmination. You know, opera is a culmination of all of these arts. You know, it's orchestra. It is acting. It's sometimes dancing. It's singing. It's high drama. You know, it's a stage drama set to music with ballet and orchestra. So it's just a combination of all these art forms, you know. And I think that's why people get frightened of it, because they say they're going to go to the opera. And then when they go, they don't expect that it's been, first of all, so short. They're like, wow, that was only 2.5 hours. And they think it's just, they don't think they're going to understand it. But, it's just a combination of all the arts. What can I say, you know?
Definitely. Well, I think that's very cool, and I just hope I can't wait to hopefully I could have you back on. We actually ran out of time. I would love to have you back on some other time. I had so much fun talking with you.
That would be great, and I hope that I shed a little bit of light. And you've got to get to the opera, or I'm going to call your grandmother. I'm going to call your grandmother and talk to her in Italian and say, look, la familia. No, I'm not going to do that. But please do. She'll love it, and she'll be so happy. And look it up on Wikipedia before you go, and then just go after and have a nice meal, and I'll tell you what, you'll be hooked. It's in your blood, Josie.
Definitely.
You know, it's in your blood. You're Italian.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Definitely. I have to definitely go one, maybe this summer. Ooh, that'd be cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you do that. It's been really great talking to you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, and you too, and I can't wait to hear some new stuff from you and hopefully have you back on. Thank you so much for coming.
I would love that. Okay, you take care. Good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Had so much fun talking with Fernando Del Valle. He is fantastic. But our second guest has arrived here. So everyone, please welcome RL. Hello.
Yeah, RL, baby. What's going on?
Hey, I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's things going with the show? Sounds like you're doing pretty good there.
Thank you. Very, very, very excited to talk with you. So let's get started. I'm super excited. So how old were you when you knew entertainment was the business you wanted to be in?
I would probably say 6. Believe
it
or not. I would probably, it's been that early. You know, I'm a product of the Michael Jackson era, of course, like a lot of people are, and you know, that was just like, you know, the biggest thing for me. So it's been that long ago. I mean, it's just been something that I've pursued, you know, through church choirs, through schooling, through everything. You know, it's just, you know, music is a big part of my life. So
absolutely, and you do it well, I must add.
Well, I appreciate it.
No problem. So, how did you first get started in the music business?
Well, you know, it kind of started as, you know, as a few friends getting together, kind of singing together, you know, as kids and teenagers and just kind of coming together. And we had a group of me, my older brother, and a few neighborhood friends that we started a long time ago. And from there, you know, in high school, I wrote a few campaign songs for some local politicians, and you know, and kind of things began to take off from there. I did a little bit of play acting and drama, and so things just kind of grew from there. You know, I went to school at the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music, and I graduated from there, you know, a long, long time ago. And you know, it's just something that I've pursued. From that point, it's kind of how I got started, and it's just kind of a way of life for me. You know, making music is something that's kind of just like a way of life for me. It's always been that way. So,
absolutely. And you have a current album out, Always Real, Expressing Life Lyrically. Love it. Love that title. I love it. Where can fans go to purchase this album?
Well, I mean, you can purchase it on iTunes. It actually hasn't been officially released yet, so you should feel special right now for having it up early. It's due to be released the beginning of next month in May, so
awesome.
Look for it there. It'll be on iTunes. It'll be at any digital outlet store you could think of, as well as in your local record stores and stuff. So it's definitely going to be around. You know, start with iTunes,
awesome.
And then they've got the new Amazon coming out, which I'm a fan of as well. So yeah, just kind of Google or look up RL, A-R-E-L-L, and sit back and enjoy the music.
absolutely. And we actually have a song here, Big Boys Club, from your recent album, Always Real, Expressing Life Lyrically.
Okay.
So stay on here with us while we play the song, everyone. Please enjoy Big Boys Club.
Check. Sound like summer, don't it? Go ahead and roll your windows down. Open up the sunroof. Cause we about to have some fun tonight. Hey, it's the weekend, so let it begin. And you ain't gotta work tomorrow, you can sleep in.
in. Genuine all the time, you never pretend. And if you all about your money, we can be friends. Always real, express your life lyrically. It's all real, baby, so come kick it with me. When we head out to the spot, we get it for free. I see your membership, welcome to the BBC.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah,
all right,
I
here we go.
Hear.
Okay, sorry about that. that was Big Boys Club by RL on Always Real Expressing Life Lyrically. RL, can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Well, I mean, basically it's just a, you know, one of those feel-good songs that I kind of wanted to do. You know, and it's when I say Big Boys Club, I'm kind of, some people kind of picture the actual club itself. You know, it's kind of a metaphor for just kind of being a grown-up, you know what I mean? You know, kind of being mature, you know, trying to knowing how to go out and have a good time and, you know, kick it with your boys, hang out with your homegirls and mm-hmm. you know, and not take it too far, you know, be able to do the right things and, you know, and keep your focus in life and what you're trying to do. I mean, it's, you know, everybody's all about going out there and having fun, but you got to do it the right way. And that's kind of what, you know, Big Boys Club is about. You know, when you, you know, when you're about your money and, you know, you're about your business and making sure you handle your business as well as going out and having a good time, you know, that's what being a part of a Big Boys Club is. And it's not just the boys, it's the girls too. So you're welcome, Josie.
Definitely, definitely. I absolutely love that song. I was grooving a little bit, I have to admit. yes. So it's a fantastic song. And did you write this song?
Oh yeah. I mean, everything on the album, mm-hmm. I wrote, performed, and produced.
Nice.
It's all me. That's very difficult to do, which is why a lot of the a lot of people have a lot of features and a lot of different artists, you know, on the record. And I'm sure as time goes on, as I enter new projects, I'll have more artists on board. But I mean, I just
Definitely.
Really wanted to give people a chance to hear, what RL is about, and kind of what I stand for, and the kind of vibe that I have. And this particular album is all. Is all RL produced, performed, and written.
Exactly. And as you mentioned, you also created your production company called Lion King Productions. Can you tell us how you came up with that name?
Okay, well, I came up with it, but it was something I couldn't control, which is the lion mm-hmm. comes from my sign. I'm a Leo. My birthday's in the summer. That's where the mm-hmm. lion comes from. And King comes from my actual first name, which is Ryan. RL is actually my initials, which is RL, last name. And Ryan mm-hmm. means little king, like prince. Mm-hmm. And so Lion King kind of fit, as I kind of like to think of myself as somebody who blazed their own trail and, it's kind of the king of their own kind of jungle. And those are two things that, my name and my sign were two things that I couldn't control. And I just thought that it really kind of fit my personality and what I'm trying to, portray out there in the world. And that's kind of how Lion King Productions came about. And, basically we're just all about, making good music. And, we also do video and, professional commercial sound as well. So, that's just the other business aspect on top of, the release of the album and everything else. So very busy these days, very busy.
Yeah, absolutely, I'd say. You're doing it all. and you are. Your production company is always looking for new, innovative ideas surrounding your work. How difficult is it to keep looking for that new idea?
It really is difficult to try to come up with something new, but it's not really so much of coming up with the idea of it. It's just how you want to portray it. Because, you kind of have to live life in order for you to come up with new material to perform and new material to write and come up with. And, as I try to explain to some of my colleagues over there with MIA Publishing and Jandar mm-hmm. Records, my record company, basically sometimes you don't always feel like, a party mood. Sometimes you feel like you're kind of sullen, or you may not be in the greatest moods, or you're sad, and sometimes mm-hmm. when you have those those emotions, or you feel like that in those times, what's going through your mind and what's going through your heart, that comes out as well. So to bring it all together, it's not something that you can, so to speak, that you can come up with. So it's just something that life happens, and you try to portray life to people the way that it's happening to you and say, hey, this is what I'm going through. Have you went through something similar, or does this sound familiar to you? And usually, I'm no different than any other human being that's going through trials and tribulations. It's usually something people can relate to.
Absolutely. I agree. And your music is very, other people could, understand it, and that stuff also you could relate to it, and
mm-hmm.
that's always the best part about music too. And you definitely have that, and everyone has to check out your music when it comes out. I can't wait.
Well, good, because like I said, it'll be here before you know it. Look for it on iTunes and online and your local record stores. It's definitely going to be out, and it's going to be a variety of hip hop and R&B. It's kind of a little bit of both, as you kind of, there was kind of a marriage between those two in Big Boys Club. So yeah, I mean, if you kind of mm-hmm. like, and you take the hip hop and R&B, it's not too hard and it's definitely not too soft. So if you're kind of right in the middle, it's definitely going to be something that you're going to want to take an interest to and listen to and get on board with.
Yes. Sounds great. And when that does release, you got to let us know so we could feature it and make something special.
Yeah, I will definitely do that. I will definitely do that. I'm having a lot of fun talking to you today. And once we get the actual date, which it's pretty much it's going to be the beginning of May, but I was told not to not to give the official date yet. It's going to be in May though, and then we definitely would love to come back on and talk about it and encourage people to go out and download it and buy it. Get on board, man. Any fans or anybody that hears my music usually are, at the very least, they're usually entertained, and that's kind of my goal is to be able to entertain and help people have fun. There's so much going on in the world, and just having fun and dancing and doing it the right way is definitely the way to relieve stress and make life worthwhile if you think about it. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's see here. Oh, in the chat room, a fan, Loca Mama, asks, who is your favorite singer and rapper?
Wow. I mean, are we thinking of all time or right now? I would probably say, I know who's hot right now, but, I mean, of all time, it would have to be, of course, the late, great Michael. That's my man.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Rapper-wise, I love Nas. I think Nas is really innovative. I love Nas. I love Talib Kweli. Are kind of two of my most favorite rappers. Very, very conscious. They always have something interesting to say. And I guess I'd have to say those two are my rappers. Michael's my singer. I really can't think. I'll tell you. There's a guy of old a band that actually just came out with a recent album, Mint Condition, Stokely from Mint Condition. A big fan of his. Big fan of his. Those would be kind of my elite. Those would be my elite, I would say.
Absolutely. Good answers. So let's see here. Can you give everyone the link to any websites or social networking sites so people can keep up with all of your latest news?
Oh, yeah. Just tell them to go to powerpresskit.com/RL. They can keep up with all that's RL there. And, my new Facebook page will be up soon as well. They can get me at facebook.com/RL music. That'll be up as well.
Great.
Both websites will be good to go. Come visit me. Leave me some messages. Let me know what you think. I appreciate it and all feedback. I really do. And I'm just looking forward to letting this album get out here and let everybody know how we do it out here in the 513, Cincinnati, Ohio. No representing. And, we just going to keep this thing rolling.
Absolutely. And I wish you all the luck with all of your upcoming projects and very, very exciting.
I appreciate the time, Josie. Yeah. I mean, and I appreciate, you spending some time and talking with me here and look forward to being able to, put some good sounds into your ear, into all your listeners' ears. And hopefully we can talk again down the road soon. And I'll probably be touring at that point in time. And I'd love to stop in and just say what's up to you and say, hey, what's going on, girl?
Absolutely. I would love that. That's very cool. Can't wait. And touring, ooh, that'd be so much fun.
it can be. It definitely can be.
Absolutely. Well, that's very, very cool. And we're running out of time here, but can I just ask you a few more questions here before we have to go? Some fun questions. So what is your greatest career memory so far?
Greatest career memory. I would probably say to this point, there's a couple that come to mind, but I would probably say to this point, we actually did a show. There used to be a variety show on BET that we did a few years back called The Way We Do It, and we met a few interesting people there and ran into a few musicians there. That was a great experience. Also, performing out at the Celebrity Center out in Hollywood. That was a good experience as well. But I would probably say up there would be You know, when my old group, the Jones, opened up for Jagged Edge a few years ago, we got to meet a couple of the fellas and, you know, in Jagged Edge, and we kind of chopped it with them a little bit. That was a pretty cool experience for us. So I would probably say that would be up there as well.
Absolutely. How cool. Let's see. Oh, there's this new segment thing that we're doing here. It's called 5 Questions in 10 Seconds. Are you up to it? It's going to be so much fun.
Okay. I'm up to it. Let's see.
Okay. So this is new. So, all right. So you got 10 seconds, and we're going to ask 5 questions. All right. Are you ready?
I get 10 seconds to answer each question, or?
10 seconds in total.
10 seconds in total. Wow. That's
yeah,
pretty quick.
Yeah, 5
okay.
questions, but they're very easy. They're very easy.
Okay.
They're fast.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to start okay. now. Okay, so first question. SpongeBob or Patrick Starr?
Let's repeat the question.
SpongeBob or Patrick Starr?
Patrick Starr.
Okay, number 2. Country music or pop?
Pop.
All right, 3. Shoes or boots?
Boots.
4. Jeans or sweats?
Jeans.
And 5. Baseball or riding a mechanical bull?
Baseball, definitely, for me. Baseball.
You did it. That was fun.
Yeah, I leave the mechanical bull riding to all the beautiful ladies out there. I let them ride the bull. I like to be a gentleman to help them up after they fall. How's that?
That's hilarious. Thank you so much for coming on. It was so much fun talking with you.
same to you, Jody. Take care, and thanks for having me on. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Anytime. Right, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
That was so much fun. That was our new little segment, 5 questions in 10 seconds. So that's very, very fun. We have to keep that. That's a fun, fun one. So, yes. So now we have our fun segments that I'm going to do with my producer here, Tina. She's going to help me with this list of crazy bumper stickers. And this is going to be fun. All right. So, hello.
That was so much fun. Hi. Couldn't control myself in the background. You probably heard me. That was awesome.
That was fun. And he was a really good sport for keeping up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
With that, yeah.
Both guests were fantastic.
Crazy.
First
yeah,
Fernando,
definitely.
Who
oh,
will,
he was fantastic.
Who in a couple of months will be going back to it, and hopefully we'll be able to see
yeah.
him in an opera. That would be absolutely wonderful.
We have to. That's on
he
my bucket
fantastic.
List now.
Fantastic. I really enjoyed listening to him. He was great.
Absolutely.
And then we had RL, who is
yes.
wonderful. He's got a
yes.
brand new album coming out here soon. So pretty soon we'll be able to buy Always Real Expressing Life lyrically, which is great. I can't wait till he tells us about the news of that coming out.
Yeah, Anybody's going to be going on tour soon, so we got to go to that too. Got it all planned out.
Go see that. So great guest tonight. How exciting. Woo.
Very, very, very
I'm telling
fun.
You. All right.
Yeah, so now we got a fun segment here that you're going to help me with this long list, right?
Oh, absolutely I will. Woohoo! You know I love this stuff.
All right. So it's crazy bumper stickers. Okay, so it's
I love
funny.
Reading bumper stickers.
So do I.
I don't know why.
I love it.
I love it. Okay. Well, that describes what's going to happen here in the next half hour.
Those are our sound effects for today. Okay, so the first one. Heavily medicated for your safety. That's not a bumper sticker,
that's
seriously.
That's not a bumper sticker. That's funny. I like that. That would make me laugh. I would chuckle.
Naughty, naughty. next one. Save the Earth. It's the only planet with chocolate. That is true.
Woohoo. Woohoo. We are on it. We
that
are
is
on
true.
It. That's right, people.
That
no green.
True.
We want the chocolate. Okay.
Absolutely. Next one. Buckle up. It makes it harder for aliens to suck you out of your car. That is true, actually.
Okay.
That is creepy.
You got some crazy sound effects. That's awesome.
Totally.
That is awesome.
Next one. Without men, civilization would last until the oil needed changing.
I don't think that's true. I don't know. I mean, I drove into an oil changing place. I forget the name of it.
Oil changing place.
That's what I call it. I drove into one of those.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but a lady changed my oil, and I was all hip with that. That's totally
hip.
Fine.
Totally.
So I don't think that's true anymore. That's not true. Shame on that bumper sticker. Okay.
Next one is, My child was the inmate of the month at county jail. They have an inmate of the month.
Gracious, and why would somebody brag about that on their car? Okay, I don't know. I'm sure.
But these are real bumper stickers.
I'm sure
it scares me. Yeah.
To be funny. Yeah, I'm sure they were just trying to be funny.
Yeah. Hopefully.
That was scary. Okay.
Hopefully. So next one. If you wipe, you support the forest industry.
See, I think that's backwards. Don't you think that's backwards? When I read that, I'm like, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. So if you wipe, you're really like not doing
don't even
good
go into detail.
The forest. That's what I'm thinking, right?
Yeah.
So not wiping would protect the forest, right?
Right. I think it was someone trying to confuse somebody.
Well, it worked perfectly because it took me like 20 minutes to read that piece about it.
Totally.
You gotta have the toilet
knife. You have to. The next one, the next one I do really good. I have PMS and a handgun. Any questions? Any questions? Anybody?
And multiple ladies in a household. I don't know.
That is scary.
That's
when
we needed the sound effects. You're absolutely right.
Exactly.
That's what we needed it for.
Next one. This vehicle protected by anti-theft sticker.
Well, you know, sticker does do the job. If you see a sticker, you can try it and wonder whether or not they had that. I know. I would wonder. I would wonder.
I don't know.
This makes me laugh. This
next
makes
one.
Me
no. Next one's so bad. You look better on MySpace. Oh. People even go, wait, maybe, yeah. Yeah, so.
I know. Well, really, when you meet people, they look like what they look
like. Alan is having fun with those
all
sound effects.
Back off on the sound effect button. Okay, seriously, though, whenever you meet people in person, do they ever look like what they look like online? Ever? Seriously? All right,
never know.
Okay.
Next one. Don't worry what people think. They don't do it very often.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah. Next one. Just be happy I'm not a twin. I know. I've heard that actually before, yeah.
Hey, I had to raise you. I'm happy.
Yeah. Next one. Next one.
I don't even know. It sounded like a lovely song, though. I'd like to hear it.
It was very fantastic.
Yeah,
I know.
I like it.
So, all right, the next one is, of all the things I lost, I miss my mind the most.
Oh, you know, I need to have that on the back of my car. That I need on the back of my car because, woof, it's gone. Yeah, it is gone.
Oh, man.
All right, so we need to talk about these honor roll student bumper stickers because there's like a quadrillion of them, okay?
Yeah, these are a different kind.
Yeah, so here we go, the honor roll student or honor student bumper stickers. We've all seen them. We've all laughed at them. They are a riot. So we've got a whole bunch of them here that we found that we're going to tell you about.
Yeah, these ones are fun.
This is funny. Okay.
Okay.
Nobody take offense. It's just jokes. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, these are actually on bumper stickers, so
yeah.
Please note. Okay, so my dog is smarter than your honor student.
I've seen that one. It's funny. Dogs are pretty smart.
Dogs are smart. That's actually a fact. Dogs are smart. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Next one. My student beat up your honor student.
I see that one all the time.
You do? You actually see that
one? I see that one all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
Time. Someone's being funny.
Oh, gosh. The next one's bad.
Okay, so since it's bad, I get to read it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's not that bad. It's kind of funny. That's funny. Okay. My student knocked up your honor student.
Oh, brother. Okay, moving on.
I think that's funny.
Oh, no, the sound effect was funny.
Okay.
Okay, next one is, my child is an honor student, and you're an idiot.
Okay, that would make me laugh.
If I seen that one on a bumper sticker, yeah, I'd
laugh. Okay, you would.
Okay, next one is, if the kid is an honor student, he must not really be yours. Aw.
Aw, funny but mean. Okay.
Next one is, my kid sells term papers to your honor student.
Okay, that's not good. We never say that's good. Shame. Okay.
Shame.
Moving on to the next one.
Next one is, my daughter turned down your honor student.
Okay, that one's funny.
No, this one, yeah, but the next one is actually smart.
Okay,
that one is pretty unique.
And this one is good. This one is good. Go for it.
That one's unique. My parrot can talk. Can your honor student fly? That is a good one.
Okay, that is the best.
That is a good one. That is a good one.
I like that. I want that one. You're a good student. I need to grab a couple of those.
Yeah. Yeah, be careful which one.
Yeah. So now you've got some big news. I'm going to go off and let you have some big news.
All right, but that,
thanks
yeah.
Thanks for playing with the bumper sticker thing. That's rocks.
Anytime. That was fun. Okay, so yeah, Fred, I actually have some big news. So if you have been to our website, you've seen the good news. I also posted on Facebook, Twitter, basically everywhere. So I will be the next, I will be the new guest host on the Southern Star Radio. I'm so excited and glad to be working with them. More details to follow on the first interview I will be doing. So you can go to thesouthernstar.org or to www.josieshow.com for all the latest updates. I'll be the new guest host on the Southern Star Radio. Very, very excited. They're worldwide radio, so very excited. They rock the world. I'm so very excited about that. So I had to announce that to all of my viewers. Yes. And now we have an amazing segment here that you all love so much. We have crazy items sold on eBay. Very, very excited. So here we go. You can get, yeah, definitely. You can get a Clay Aiken stainless steel watch for 1 cent, still available. Then you can get, how about an Adam Lambert travel clock for $2.99, still available. Want some real fun? How about a mechanical bull? Still available. Bids up to about $1,425. I want that. So now I know you are going to be upset you missed this bidding, but a jailhouse toilet sold for $10.50. That's a good one. Next one, a CPR mannequin. Highest bid was $50. Then it was taken off auction. I'm afraid to know why. That scares me a little bit. And then we have a stuffed and very nasty-looking possum arm sold for $11.50. Run out and get that. Run out and get a possum. Okay, so next one. A Walmart name tag sold for $10.50. Really? What are you going to do with that? Really? Like, who knows? People are selling anything on eBay nowadays, as you guys could tell. Here's proof of it. Mickey Mouse-shaped potato sold for $7.50. You know what I just thought of? That will make a pretty fantastic shaped fry. Okay. Yeah, exactly. And then you can get a best friend for a day. It's a male, looks like in his 30s, and actually sold. He sold for $7,700. There you are. Then a foam packing peanut named Mr. Useless sold for $56. The name says it all, yet someone still bought it. Who knows? Then a used, this one's odd. All of it's odd, but this one's pretty odd. A used bar of Dial soap with a piece bitten out of it sold for 6 cents. Okay, now, who would bite soap, and then who would buy this? I want to meet that person. Okay, maybe I really don't, but still. Yeah, that pretty much says it all. So now, is your thumb tired? Is your thumb tired? Well, do I have something for you. A thumb rest sold for $15.50. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to admit, I would have bought this. A two-headed goat. A real goat. A two-headed real goat. Goat. Can't talk now. A two-headed goat sold for $700. And it was so cute. It was so cute. And then next one, creepy. An alien baby in a jar sold for only $17.50. Only sold. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Next, an umbrella with a picture of a butt on the top of it sold for $5. Hey, this one took me a few minutes. Technically, since there's a bud on top of, you know, the umbrella, technically, are you mooning the moon? I was just wondering. I can see that. Yeah, yeah. Next one. Next one. Some Brussels sprouts that were not eaten from Christmas sold for $314.31. Okay, people, really nasty. Talk about nasty. This next one, an elk poop hat band for $7.50. It looked good on the picture of it on a cowboy hat until I read what it was. Yeah. Next one, a furry ashtray sold for $10.49. It actually was a little creepy looking, okay, but it sold, so no worries. Next one, a pint of dead bees, sold for $5.50. What could you possibly do with a bunch of dead bees? That is my question. That is my question for you people. Yeah, someone has to call in and tell us here. Okay, so, and finally, this last one here, a whole bunch of porcupine quills sold for $15.50. I know you're sad you missed out on this bid. I know you are. So now, upcoming guests. That was our fun segment of eBay's. So now, upcoming guests. On April 15th, we have singer-songwriter Gary Bender and Linda Criddle from Look Both Ways to teach us about Internet safety. And if you haven't noticed yet, on www.josieshow.com, our website, at the top of our website, we are now a safe surf zone. We always were, but now it's official. now we got the little picture there. Next, April 22nd, we have musician and recording artist Graham Colton, who you will know for his song Best Days, featured on American Idol. So that's going to be a fun show, too. Then on the 29th, we have our first show with three guests. Count them, three guests. Now, so we have amazing songwriter Ben Crane with Nashville, California. Then we have country artist Madonna Nash. And then we will bring back past guest Skylar to tell us about his new release coming up. That's going to be very exciting. So three guests on the 29th. Remember to mark them all down on your calendar. Then May 6th, we have country music artist Cody Prevost. And then on May 13th, we have rescheduled Australian country artist Diana Corcoran. So everyone, please mark down all of those dates on your calendar so you can listen live with us and have some more fun. And also you can find these upcoming guests on our website, josieshow.com, with their picture, bio, and video of recent work. So check that out. Also, I want to mention we have a 24-hour contact line. Call and leave a message that we can play on the air. Shout-outs are welcome, always. And then join our forums on our website. We've almost reached 200 members, so check that out, where you could get some behind-the-scenes stuff from me and my producers and web designer. So check all that out. Remember, though, you can get archive shows on our website, YouTube, iTunes, and Zune. So check that out. There should be links on our website. So check it all out. Also, check out our Facebook and Twitter pages under our new name. Remember our new name, The Josie Show. On Facebook, just go in the search bar and type in The Josie Show, and we should pop up, first one. And then Twitter page, www.twitter.com/Josie Show. So check that out. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to happy birthday shout-outs in the beginning there. Birth of Peanut babies. Yay. Tiny Munchkin Frickin' Frack. Whoa. That's their names, huh? All right, yeah, so birth of babies squirrelies. So very, very exciting. Frickin' Frack. Nice, nice. Happy birthday to my grandmother, Dotco 2. So yes. So thanks to everyone for tuning in tonight to make our show so much fun. Have a great weekend, and we will talk with you all next week. Remember, tune in next week for Gary Bender and Linda Criddle. See you guys all next week. Have a great night.
Thank you for being